Sleeping is for losers. There's YouTube videos I can be watching.
That's right.
I can be watching Matt Berger playing slots.
That's way better than sleep.
It is. I have regrets in the morning.
I mean, every night, I have to say, when I go to sleep, I'm like a bit disappointed. Howdy, it's Wednesday, January 21st, 2026, and this is episode 271 of Due for a Win, the Atlantic City podcast. I'm Kyle Askin, joined, as always, by Craig Stone. What's good, Craig?
A foot of snow that we're going to get this weekend?
Yeah, it's going to be great when my kids never go to school again.
Potentially more than a foot of snow, and then it'll just never get above freezing. I didn't realize we lived in the Arctic.
Right.
It's been snowing here every other weekend. We got 6 inches of snow last weekend. It has not gotten our kids any snow days, so just useless to them.
That's the best kind of snow.
I'm very tired of shoveling snow. I don't want to do that anymore.
Well.
And guess what?
You're going to be doing it.
Going to be doing it this weekend.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with us. I think we're kind of on the line where we could get a lot or we could get basically nothing, but it'll probably be like 6 inches or something.
Yeah, we'll see. Today, big episode, our favorite things from 2025. We did this last year and we had a very annoying siren to keep us on schedule.
It was quite annoying.
I thought it was funny.
I mean, it's funny in that it's the Marty Small siren, truly, but you know.
The Marty Small siren, I feel like, means something different after his...
Probably. Hey, he was acquitted.
Most recent trials
Come
and tribulations.
On.
That's true. He was acquitted. You're right. Just totally normal city things happening. It's fine. Just.
Oh, yeah.
I have a would you rather, but I'm going to prepare you by saying I don't think it's great. But I wanted to think of something that was for the whole year of 2026. It's newly 2026.
I would rather hear it than not, so go ahead.
Okay. Would you rather have all of your 2026 Atlantic City dining be at Casino Players Club lounges, or have all of your 2026 Atlantic City dining be...
I want to say right now, surely it's going to be the second one, but go ahead.
Be at restaurants that are in casinos. So no out-of-casino dining for all of 2026.
Restaurants and casinos, 100%.
So even if you could get your pick of Amphora, Resorts Lounge, Trop Lounge, Golden Nugget, Chairman's Club, all that kind of stuff, you'd still pick the restaurants and the casinos? Knowing that we've been very down on casino restaurants, including at Borgata, Harrah's, Nugget.
I'm going to save it for later, but, well, for one thing, if the Nugget, my big complaint was hours, like, what do you think the hours are of the lounge there? Like, right. Bally's, it's open like 6 hours a week, literally.
Right. You can never eat breakfast on any weekday.
Right.
In this scenario, lunches and dinners have to fall within like a 6 hour window. You have to eat lunch at 12 and you have to eat dinner at 5:15.
I mean, it was fun. I'm glad we got to go to the Resorts Lounge. I'm glad we got to go to the Bally's Lounge.
Go for a hot dog right now.
It would be good.
9:30 a.m. hot dog at the Bally's Lounge.
You would certainly handle it better, I think, than you did when you got it.
That's true. I think I'm finally over my hangover from that.
No, I mean, I wouldn't want to do that every time. No, I definitely could not do that. And I could eat at casino restaurants all the time. I mean, the kids think of what it includes. I could get Dunkin' Donuts at the resorts whenever I wanted. I could, you know.
That's true.
It'd be great.
What if Amphora Lounge was open 24 hours a day and you had free access to Amphora Lounge?
I mean, I haven't been in like 8 years or something, but even last time I went, it was like kind of mid, I think.
Oh,
and
wow.
Like it smelled pretty bad down there, right? There was like something that smelled funny.
If you're outside of the Amphora Lounge, it smells weird out there. It's off-putting.
Yeah.
I will say the last time I went, the food and the drinks were very good. So I'll give it credit for that. They've redone it since you and I went.
I'd like to check it out again. Of course, neither of us are gold, so I don't know how or when that's going to happen.
The thing I remember about the last time you and I were at the Amphora Lounge is that we were discussing whether or not the Ravens should bench Joe Flacco for Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, that turns out they probably should have.
So that was a long time ago. And now John Harbaugh is the Giants coach. Surely what everyone's here to hear us talk about.
Congratulations. You know, I have to say, I think John Harbaugh is like a fine coach in like the most neutral way of saying fine possible. The fact that he wants to bring his whole staff from Baltimore there when his staff was terrible would be a red flag for me if I were a Giants fan, but whatever.
Right. I feel like his biggest shortcoming was ability to hire good staff.
Right.
Oh, well.
I mean, by all accounts, I think he got fired because he didn't want to change his staff. Right. So,
yeah, I think he's probably better than what the Giants had. But we'll see. I mean, yeah. I'm sure Giants fans are all very excited about it.
Enjoy.
I think if you look at the track record of coaches that have had a lot of success at one place and then moved on to another place, other than Andy Reid, it's not great.
Yeah.
I believe no head coach has ever won a Super Bowl with two franchises. Is that possibly correct?
I think that's correct, yes.
That's insane. So when the Giants win the Super Bowl next year,
yeah,
he will be the first.
Jackson Dart.
So I never said what I'd rather do. Obviously, I'd rather do the casino restaurants, even though we've shit all over many, many casinos, dining options. There's still just so many more dining options. As much as I do enjoy the idea of the lounge.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's fun. I'd like to go to a lounge next year.
Yeah.
If Resorts wants to send me another mailer for a free entry to the lounge, I would absolutely go back.
There's just also more interesting new stuff that we haven't tried in casinos. And we'll get into stuff that we have tried in our favorite things from 2025. But
I have a lot to say about the subject, but like I said, I'm holding back because it's going to come later.
Well, just talking about some of the stuff we haven't done in casino restaurants. Chez Frites at Ocean. We've heard that the steak at Angeline rivals any steakhouse. There's stuff that we need to try that's in casinos that's new. Morton's the Steakhouse.
And we did say we were going to swing by for Justin S.
Gordon Ramsay Steak.
No. I've been to the one in Baltimore.
McCormick and Schmick's.
Fine. Absolutely. I've been to that one in Harris.
Oh, you have? Wow. I've been to the one in Bethesda, D.C. multiple times.
Me and Megan went a long, long time ago.
Wow.
There's one in Baltimore that I've also been to, but
there are quite a few of them. Mm-hmm. Also, a Landry's restaurant, I believe, in Harris, which is always odd since Landry's is Golden Nugget. Anyways, our favorite things from 2025. Are you prepared?
Oh, I'm ready.
I saw you in the agenda.
I made one note just to remind myself where I had not been this year. So
okay, we'll get into it.
Yeah.
Favorite things from 2025. Welcome to everyone's favorite segments of the year. Number one category, most obvious, your favorite casino for 2025.
So, yeah, I made a note that I did not go to Ocean or Hard Rock this year, so they're ineligible.
Not even setting foot.
I don't think so.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I didn't.
I spent a little time at Ocean. I don't know if I played at Hard Rock at all. I don't think I did.
Yeah. Was it last year when you went to the Starbucks, when we went to the Hot Bagels and More, and we stopped in the Starbucks at Hard Rock?
I'm fairly certain that was 2024.
Yeah. So I don't think I set foot in either of those properties.
Wild. Crazy stuff.
I know. And I don't know, was I in Tropicana this year? You said you stayed at Drop North. Was that with, I don't remember.
No, that was with Dave and Kelly. So I'm not sure. I think I stayed at Tropicana multiple times, though.
You don't have it listed. I don't know. I don't remember staying at Tropicana this year.
No, it was the very end of last year that we stayed at Tropicana.
Mm-hmm. So I might not have stepped foot in Tropicana either.
That's crazy. Oh, so Tropicana, which would have been your number one.
Would surely have been number one, knowing how I feel about the casino in Tropicana.
So is this just so obvious, especially since Ocean is not an option for you?
It is so obvious for me, yes. I mean, I suspect it is for you as well. But yeah, for me, it's Borgata, 100%. Especially when you're talking about only the casino specifically. Yeah, it's easy. It's just the best place to play. The limits are quite reasonable for as nice as it is. The staff is fantastic, by and large. It's a great place to play.
Yeah, I mean, in the past, we've broken out things like best casino for table games, best casino for slots, best casinos for video poker.
Yep.
I think it's Borgata for at least two of those three categories, so it just seemed pointless to break those things out. I think there's a decent argument for Ocean if you're talking about property overall. And they're doing a lot of things right. Like, they've changed a lot of restaurants. They've added that Ocean's 18 mini golf. It's funny because I sort of have it in my head when I think about Ocean that a lot of the changes they've made are sort of worthy of mockery, like Linguini by the Sea. And, I mean, Cereal Town was a long time ago, but stuff like that where things open, you know, Serendipity 3 was open for about a day. But the reality is it's doing extremely well. The couple times I walked through there this year, it was very crowded. There was a lot of new, interesting stuff. They've got some good restaurants. They've got some interesting new restaurants. The cafecino is always crowded. The lobby bar was super crowded when I walked through on a random afternoon. So there's a lot of good signs for that property, and it's definitely not what I picture in my head as this very dead, empty place, which is still just a holdover from even the early Ocean days, I would say. But yeah, I mean, if you're just talking about best casino overall, like, Borgata has the best table game selection. They have the best availability of the different table games. They have reasonable limits. Even if you're looking for, I wouldn't say necessarily the cheapest tables because they're not the cheapest, but you're almost guaranteed to find $15 craps at Borgata almost all the time, which is not true for other places.
Yeah, they're just going to be lower than at Caesars, let's say, which I think is just preposterous, right? Because Borgata's so much nicer.
But it's just because they have more tables open. They just staff it. I mean, if you go to Caesars at any given time, yeah, they've got a lot of tables, but they're not all open. So they maybe will have one craps table open at Caesars. So it's just going to be higher priced. So it's just like run better, I think. They have obviously a ton of slots, great slot selection, new stuff. The video poker is the best in Atlantic City. So yeah, it's just the best casino.
It has to be the best in Atlantic City with Double Down Stud, right?
It does have Double Down Stud, although Golden Nuggets and Harrah's also have it. So
it's marina only. They can't bring that to the boardwalk because it would just put all the marina properties out of business.
There's probably Double Down Stud at one of the boardwalk casinos if you really know where to look. Did I find it at resorts?
I want to say, like, surely somewhere in some corner in Tropicana, there's probably a machine in the basement in the marketplace or whatever.
I expect it's somewhere on the casino floor in resorts, too. I would guess it is. They've got a lot of old video poker.
Yeah, yeah. The marketplace level at Tropicana is what I think of when I think of old video poker.
Yeah. So I don't know if every time we've done a favorite or best of that Borgata's been the top overall casino. I think I may have said Hard Rock one time.
Mm-hmm.
But they certainly have a stranglehold on this category. I think what the big takeaway for us is we need to go spend some time at Ocean this year.
Yeah.
Which you're a known hater. You don't like playing there that much.
No, I'm a known hater of Hard Rock, I think. Playing at Ocean's okay.
You had a brief period where you were like, I don't even really want to go there. But I think it's changed since then.
I mean, I was a bit annoyed because they removed my comps, what I felt like. I played quite a lot there.
They did do that.
Which I thought was weird.
But yeah, I forgot about that. They've done some kind of not great stuff in terms of comp expiration.
I mean, I think for me, it must be that just they don't give you comps for video poker is all I can imagine. Because I played quite a lot of video poker that trip at Ocean. And then they basically took my comps away.
Not great.
Yeah, that's fine. It's their prerogative. They are allowed to do it. And I'm allowed to not play there. So
that's true. They also have bad video poker there in general.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, go ahead. Next category.
Move on to hotel room.
Favorite hotel room that you have stayed at, we combined have stayed at Tropicana, North Tower, the Claridge.
Mm-hmm. What a fine room that was.
It sure was. Bally's Tower, which actually was a fine room.
I stayed there twice, yeah.
Atrium, Coastal, and Laguna Towers in Harrah's.
Not fine rooms?
Those are fine rooms. You stayed at Golden Nugget. You stayed at Caesar's Centurion Tower. I stayed at Caesar's Forum Tower. And I don't believe you stayed at Borgata at all this year, did you?
I stayed at Borgata. Me and Taylor. When you had to leave at like 6 p.m. or something, remember we were eating dinner at the sports bar?
Yeah, you stayed an extra night, correct?
Yeah. Me and Taylor stayed at Borgata.
I mean, I'm pretty sure I know what your answer is going to be because it's the nicest comparable room, I think, in Atlantic City.
Right. Room in Atlantic City. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, you can get comps certainly in like Fiore Suites or whatever if you're a player above the level that I am.
Yeah, but we are not getting that.
Yeah, MGM Tower and Borgata is just the nicest base room in Atlantic City. I mean, I have to give a shout out because they're much better than you would expect. Both Golden Nugget and Bally's have very nice room products. I stayed in Golden Nugget this year once, and there was a lot of other issues with my stay, but the room itself was very nice. I stayed in Bally's Tower twice, and the room was just very, very nice both times. So they're far better than anything you'd find in Caesars or Trop or
Centurion's,
you know,
nice
resorts or whatever. Centurion's fine. I'd rather stay in Bally's Tower or Gold Nugget. The room, if I could open the door and be in the Bally's Tower room, yeah, it's just, it's better than Centurion, in my opinion.
I will say, I'm a Bally's hater, as we've discussed. The rooms that you had in the Bally's Tower were very nice.
Mm-hmm.
I was very surprised by that. I have a tougher decision to make because I stayed in North Tower Tropicana, which was fine. Claridge.
Which was not fine.
Caesar's Forum Tower. Harrah's Atrium Tower. The Atrium Tower room was very nice.
It's
and
big.
It's very large.
It's
the
big.
The view was the best view I've ever had in Atlantic City. It feels like a premium.
No, surely not. Absolutely. I like the ocean view from the rooms have to be the best view you've ever had in Atlantic City.
I don't think so.
Really?
Yes. No, I think this was better.
You get ocean looking down the boardwalk?
I really like the sort of marshy look of looking out that window.
Mm-hmm.
I just love that, I don't know, landscape, I guess you'd call it.
Yeah.
I mean, looking at the ocean's great, but I could see the ocean from the Harrah's room. And so I could see the casinos, the Boardwalk casinos too, and that was really cool. So being able to kind of see the skyline of Atlantic City of all the Boardwalk casinos was super cool. Whereas if you're out on the Boardwalk, like, yes, it's nice to look out on the ocean, but like all you're seeing is the ocean.
And the Boardwalk. And the casinos.
The Harris room was just a better view.
No, I'm not buying it. No, I don't agree. But that's fine. You can be wrong.
So anyways, it's Harris Atrium by default for me for 2025, just because that was absolutely the best room I stayed in.
Doesn't sound like a great year in terms of hotels for you.
No, I mean, the Atrium is very nice. Like, I will say it's a nice room, but it's not like MGM Tower where you walk in and you're like, okay, this would be a nice room in any Vegas casino, right? Harrah's Atrium Tower, you walk in and you're like, oh, this feels very fancy for Harrah's.
Right.
So I think if you have to qualify it in that way, it says something.
I mean, I will say, kind of branching out, my hotel room in Monarch and both of the hotel rooms in Vegas were all nicer than the MGM Tower. But, you know, that's not in Atlantic City.
Yeah, I mean, you're also getting fine hotels and resorts.
Right.
$300-something dollar room. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In the middle of the week in Vegas, which, you know, a $300 room in New York City is probably 400 square feet. But in Vegas, in the middle of the week, you're getting giant suites. So hence,
sure,
the place to use your fine hotels and resorts credit. Okay, we talked about casino restaurants in the Would You Rather. So
I'm impressed that you remembered I went to Nobu this year.
I didn't. And then I looked through the show notes and found it. So You went to Nobu. You and I went to Jerry Longo's Meatballs and Martinis, Park Place Prime, Michael Patrick's Brasserie, AC Burger Co. Scratch that one off the list because the food was bad. BetMGM Sportsbook, Doherty's, Osu. I think you did not go to Osu. I think I went with
I did not Dave. Go to Doherty's either, I don't think.
Hash House A Go-Go.
Which I also did not go to Hash House A Go-Go.
I thought you and I did go do Doherty's Happy Hour at one point. No?
This year? No.
Maybe
you
not.
Must have gone with someone else. Maybe you went with Dave and I'm pretty sure I did not go to Doherty's this year. I was very good, but
I think I went with Dave two trips ago in July after you left.
When I left. Uh-huh.
Correct. Okay. So is it just Nobu for you? Because that's...
Well, like, which one brought me the most joy at the time? Probably Jerry Longo's, but that was more
that's
based
true.
On my state than, like, the quality of the restaurants. No, but I legitimately think, unlike anywhere else in Atlantic City, Nobu is, I think, very legitimately, like, one of the best restaurants, I don't know, in the world, but one of the best restaurants I've ever eaten at, I think. And I wouldn't say that about even non-casino restaurants in Atlantic City for the most part. So, yeah, it's a no-brainer. I mean, it's very expensive, and I wouldn't do it all the time. But certainly, if you've got a Diamond Celebration dinner, it's a good place to go.
I've got a tougher choice here because I didn't go to a lot of great in-casino restaurants. I mean, I think if you look back at our patterns and what place I seem to go to most often, it would probably be Osu. But I don't know how much of that is just that We end up wanting Asian food, especially late at night.
I'm on the record as liking Osu a lot. I think I like it a lot more than you do. So
I've really come around on it. The last couple of times I've gone, it was really good. I like that they have the late night happy hour. That's an awesome deal. Like, go in at 9:30 at night or 10 and grab some sushi. I feel like that's always a good time. I think I've got to give it to Doherty's, even though I've only ever done the raw bar side of Doherty's. If I'm thinking about something that I want to go out of my way to do, I feel like I've done Osu out of convenience and I've done Doherty's where I've gone out of my way to go to Doherty's. And I think that alone says that I like it more because I'm willing to do that. So I'm just going to go with Doherty's. I don't know what that says because we've got a future category that we've got to talk about that is happy hour. And I'm really basing my Doherty's pick on happy hour. But, you know, we did eat a lot of food there when we went for happy hour. So I'm not just judging it on cocktails, which I feel like when you're talking about happy hour, maybe it skews more towards cocktails. But we'll get there. So You have gone Nobu. I've gone Doherty's.
Yep.
There's a whole bunch of places that we have not tried that I think – on the one hand, I really desperately want to try them. But on the other hand, we like going to non-casino restaurants, which we'll get to in a second. So The one thing I will say is the new Star restaurants at Ocean. I ended up at a Star Restaurant Group restaurant right by my work, and it was amazing and really reminded me how much I loved Continental and the ones that I've gone to in Philadelphia. It made me really want to go to the Chef Reitz place at Ocean. And also, I wonder how that place is doing because it's such an odd concept. But anyways, what were you going to say?
I was just going to say that I also did think Jerry Longo's was probably legitimately very good, though, like I said, my state wasn't perfect for reviewing something fairly.
Yeah, I mean, my drink was bad there, I'll say. My cocktail was not good.
I thought that the breakfast we had at Michael Patrick's was totally serviceable as well, in a way, like, it was better than I was expecting.
Yes, I agree with that.
I guess I would say. Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't look like we really went to too many casino restaurants this year, though.
Yeah, so non-casino restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Satara, King's Pub, Gilchrist, Essel's Dugout, Tun Tavern, Beer Garden, Tennessee Avenue Beer Hall, and I feel like I'm forgetting something, but I looked through all our show notes and didn't come up with anything else.
Yeah, I mean, I went to a couple more, I'm sure, but no, that's right.
What's your pick?
I mean, it's always got to be Gilchrist, right? Every time? Like, no question?
Gilchrist over Satara, really? As an overall restaurant experience.
Okay, it's 2026. Which of these places am I most likely to go to in 2026? It's not close.
Are you the world's number one Gilchrist fan?
No, surely not, but I think it's very good. I mean, I think you're fooling yourself. Do you want to go back to Satara? Yeah. I would eat there if, you know, like, let's say we're planning a last second trip and it's the day before and we need to get a reservation for a bunch of people. It's the perfect solution, right? Satara, just because it's available and very good. I thought it was very good when we went there, but I don't need to go this year. Like, I will go to Gilchrist this year, 100%, right?
Yeah, but Gilchrist to me, I mean, if you're talking about, like, the best restaurant, do I think Gilchrist is the legitimately great restaurant? Like, no.
But someone's going to Atlantic City. What do they have to do there? They have to get the pancakes from Gilchrist.
I mean, I agree that it's your favorite.
No, you're not answering my question.
But that's not what the question is. This is what is our favorite restaurant from 2025, which I agree that yours is Gilchrist.
Okay.
I'm saying that when I think of what my favorite restaurant I went with is, you say, oh, I'm definitely going there in 2026. We go there all the time. I almost see that as a detriment for this category.
What do you mean? Surely you could say anything you want, but what you do over and over again really shows your preferences.
I think we end up at Gilchrist. It's fast. You get pancakes. Like, pancakes are never going to be my favorite restaurant. That does not make a favorite restaurant for me. Like, I want the experience. When I look back at 2025 restaurants, I'm not going to be thinking that time we spent at Gilchrist was so fantastic. I'm going to think I'm craving Gilchrist pancakes, but I'm not going to be having nostalgia for sitting around at Gilchrist.
It was, like, beautiful outside on the dock. You know, there's all the waitresses. There's, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what you want, man. I don't know what you want from a restaurant. I could not disagree with this more.
I think in a year that we went to Satara, which was a fantastic non-casino restaurant.
It was very good.
And where everything we got was really good. And I looked at the menu and I was thinking there are 8 other things on the menu that I really want to try. To the point that I was even like, I want to come back twice more because I want to try the other menu categories. And so that, I think, is just why it was a no-brainer for me.
Okay.
But I can see why you would pick Gilchrist.
Yeah.
Anyways, I think for the listeners, they want a restaurant recommendation.
Go to Gilchrist. Get the pancakes.
Well, the next category, though, is also going to be Gilchrist for you. Best cheap eats and or quick bites. Or is it the Dunkin' at resorts?
Yeah, it depends on how quick you want, you know. Gilchrist, you got to drive to. Unless you're a drop, then that's pretty quick. You have to take the world's slowest elevator in the Chelsea down.
That is
true. That's what makes it slow and drop.
You went to Essel's Dugout. Or we went to Essel's Dugout. You went to Maria's Luncheonette.
I went to Essel's Dugout about 25 minutes before you did because you took Route 40.
It was not quick bites for you because you had to sit and wait. I went to Buddy's Boardwalk Empire twice. Spoiler alert, that will not be my pick. Irish Pub, I think, qualifies.
I don't think I ate there.
Cheapish and quick. Yeah, I don't think we did either. Taza Cafe in the Harrah's.
I don't know why it's not on there. I think King's Pub is quick and cheap and we ate there. I'm pretty sure, right?
Throw it in there. King's Pub.
I think it's pretty good, too.
If Gilchrist is your best non-casino restaurant.
Yeah, no. I mean, it's not, nothing's beating Gilchrist. Yeah.
Gilchrist, by the way, is both cheap and quick. You're going to be in and out of there very fast. I don't see how I can say anything other than Gilchrist for this category either. As much as I would like to now, just to needle you, because you are the world's number one Gilchrist booster. But it's Gilchrist. I mean, if you're going for a quick meal, that's the place. And that's why, that's also part of why I didn't pick it for a casino restaurant. Anyways, that was a fast one.
Yep.
Your favorite category, bars. Well, it's not specifically cocktails. I think what you and I look for in a bar is very different. So this may, we may get some variety here. Although apparently what you and I look for in a restaurant is also very different. We went to a lot of bars. Maya, the little shipping container bar on the boardwalk, was a new one. Obviously, Irish Pub, Beer Garden, Tennessee Avenue Beer Hall. We also went to the bar at the Super Frico, which was cool. Although I feel like it's a little weird to have restaurant bars like that in this category. Same with Park Place Prime Bar.
I mean, we only got drinks there.
Right.
I think it's fine.
Park Place Prime, which we did get food at.
We did get food at.
Happy hour.
It was very nice. It's not going to be my pick, but...
You went to Wonder Bar in South Beach Beer Garden before I got to Atlantic City that one trip.
I tried to go to Proud Mary's, but it was closed, even though it swore it was open on Google Maps.
That's an Atlantic City tradition to claim that you're open and be closed, Bill's Euro Suvalaki. I went to Phil's Carousel Bar at the Bally's. We went to View at Bally's.
We did. Went to Happy Hour. Yep. Excuse me. At the Claridge.
Correct. Yes. King's Pub again on the list. Several video poker bars, B-Bar, Harris Poker Bar, Voodoo Lounge, which I went to without you. Toga Bar, which I don't know if you played at all.
I went to B-Bar without you, right? Because when we were at Borgata, you weren't drinking because
right.
you were driving home that day.
I looked in there, but I didn't play at all.
Yeah.
What is your favorite bar? And this category, I feel like, is wide because you get things like video poker bars, you get dive bars, you get fancy bars like Park Place Prime and Super Freako, you get weird stuff on the boardwalk, you get sort of traditional Irish pub, King's Pub.
Yeah. I mean, I think you have to split this up a little bit. I mean, there's a lot of ways you could split it. In terms of, let's say, just a bar, a place to sit and drink, it's probably, I mean, I don't know what my answers have been in past years, but surely it was Beer Garden, and I think it still is Beer Garden. It's just a very nice place to sit outside and watch people go by on the boardwalk and have a liter of beer. I mean, it's Beer Garden for that. If you want something that's quite a bit nicer and where you can play video poker at the same time, the Newbie Bar is incredibly nice. I enjoyed my time there a lot, and I also highly recommend that.
Did you and Dave play video poker at Golden Nugget at the bar? I feel like you were texting me that that's where you were when I arrived at Harris.
No, I don't think we really did.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, this is a tough one for me because I love a good video poker bar, although the video poker bars I played at were Harris Poker Bar, Voodoo Lounge, and Toga Bar at Caesars. So I enjoyed my time at the Toga Bar probably more than it deserved, but certainly that's not my favorite bar. The tougher question is, I mean, Beer Garden's great, but I was very hungover when we were there.
The worst thing about Beer Garden was that I felt like I was there for 45 minutes too long because you were just sitting there and not drinking.
We probably weren't even there for 45 minutes total. But anyways, the Irish pub I love, as you know, and I think we go there, we get a quick Guinness.
Right.
To me, that's a quintessential Atlantic City experience.
It is, but I would never want to do anything there other than sit down and have a Guinness and be out of there in 10 minutes.
See, I don't mind sitting there for longer, but you clearly are a 10-minute in-and-out kind of person, including at Beer Garden.
Exactly.
You don't want to stay at Beer Garden either.
I mean, it would be fine, I think, if that's what we were doing that day or whatever. But we weren't really – I mean, we were going home that day, so I wasn't going to really be drinking a ton. So I'd rather just go back and gamble more.
In terms of where I really enjoy sitting down and having a drink and chatting and just being in the weird atmosphere, I think I have to go with Super Freako's Bar plus – they have an amazing cocktail menu, and the cocktails are always on point. So I'm going Super Freako Bar. I think it's really good. I think it's a really good place to go sit. It's very expensive. Do not go there expecting it to be cheap. But
the beer is like $15 there or something, so it's disqualified for me, I think.
Right. Yeah, that's going to be out for you. But for me, there just aren't really a lot of top-tier cocktail places in Atlantic City, period. And that's something that I really enjoy and really look for when I'm on vacation. And Super Freako provides that. And it's not just like, oh, this is a good cocktail bar for Atlantic City. Like, it's a legitimately good cocktail bar. So highly recommend.
I enjoyed my cocktail there a lot, I do have to say. I mean, do I need to go back? Not really, but...
Yeah, I highly recommend popping in to Super Freako. They do have a happy hour, I think, from 5 to 6. So that's a good time to go. That's certainly a place that anytime I think about going to Atlantic City, it's one of the things I'm trying to figure out. Oh, when can I, if I'm on the boardwalk, can I pop into Super Freako and get a cocktail? So, you know, I did really think View Bar was cool this time, despite last time we went not thinking it was great. King's Pub, I feel like my most recent King's Pub experience was not the best, but you go to King's Pub way more than I do.
I like King's Pub a lot, yeah.
But yeah, I'm sticking with Super Freako, although I will say Beer Garden, still also very good. Happy Hour. Some of these places have been mentioned before. We talked about Park Place Prime. We mentioned View. I've already picked Doherty's as my favorite casino restaurant, which I did the happy hour at. Angeloni's Club Madrid.
I don't think I went this year.
Oh, wow. You didn't go to Angeloni's Club Madrid. Have you only been the one time?
I think I've been twice. But I think you and Dave went when you guys were together with your wives.
Yeah. So I think I've been three times.
Mm-hmm. I think I've been twice, but I don't think I went this year.
So you're limited to Park Place Prime and View? Are those the only happy hours you did? The Mukashi Sushi happy hour was 2024.
That was in December or something, I think, yeah.
You may not have any other happy hour options.
Yeah, maybe not.
Park Place Prime and View. We did not get a lot of food at the View. Wasn't there some beer that was like they were clearing it out?
$2?
$2?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, it was the Sam Adams seasonal from like the last season. Yeah.
From 2023.
We went to happy hour at King's Pub as well together that same day.
Okay, yes, that's true. So throw that in there. I don't even remember what King's Pub happy hour involved, but I think there were some food specials.
It was certainly cheap beer. I mean, the beer's always cheap there, but it was even cheaper during happy hour. And there was food specials as well. Yeah, and we both got food there. Yeah, I agree with what you said, where the last time we went to View, it didn't seem very good, and everyone was quite disappointed. This is when you and your brother went, I think, kind of late at night one night.
Yeah.
But for happy hour, I thought it was pretty much perfect. It was a very weird group of people up there, which is what one would expect, I think.
Bartender was great.
It was incredibly, incredibly cheap. We got chips and salsa and maybe like one other thing for food, which is going to be fine because it's chips and salsa, both from packaged, you know, containers. The beer was incredibly cheap. Incredibly, incredibly cheap. I think it's the View pretty easily for me. But again, not a huge thing. I like King's Pub a lot too. So that would be second place. Park Place Prime was also very nice, but it's not really what I'm looking for happy hour.
Yeah, Park Place Prime is very much what I'm looking for happy hour. I mean, I think last time we talked about this, I was very high on Cardinal, Doherty's, all those places. View is funny to me because I did such a 180 on it. And if you had asked me sight unseen when to go to View, I would say, oh, go at night for the cool, you know, look down the boardwalk and see everything lit up. Yeah. But I didn't think the experience there at night was great. It trying to be sort of a nicer bar, it fails at. But for an afternoon happy hour, that's where it excels.
Not to mention, you can't actually see anything from it because of the terrible hockey boards that are just scuffed up. So,
but sitting at the bar, you can sort of see out, you know, stuff to look at.
Right.
It's an interesting place. Like you said, the people you get at the View.
Oh, yeah. The one guy there was totally nuts. But
yeah, I mean, it was really good. It's certainly not my pick for my favorite happy hour. I think I've got to go with Doherty's just because I'm so high on it. But no, you know what? I'm not going with Doherty's because Angeloni's Club Madrid is amazing. And so despite picking Doherty's as my favorite casino restaurant based on the happy hour, Angeloni's Club Madrid is so good.
I think it's very good. But is it even happy hour? I think happy hour there was like you got finger food when you ordered a drink, which is almost not happy hour to me.
It is not a cheap happy hour. It's not like amazing deals, I would say. They had changed the happy hour menu a bit since you and I went.
Mm-hmm. I remember we had something that was the saltiest thing that I've ever eaten. I don't remember exactly what it was.
Ricotta. Something
with cheese. Yeah.
All our Italian listeners will make fun of how I say ricotta, but that's fine. it's just such a great place to go hang out. And maybe I should really mark that as my favorite bar and not as my favorite happy hour, which I don't think I put it down in the bar list. So, yeah, maybe I should switch it. Maybe I should say Angeloni's Club Madrid is my favorite bar.
Even more so than Super Frico.
And Doherty's is my favorite happy hour. Because you make an interesting point. I mean, it just happens to be that every time I've gone to Angeloni's Club Madrid, it's been the happy hour. But I think what I really like about it is the bar and not specifically the happy hour, right? Whereas Doherty's, like, the happy hour is great.
Right.
I think I have to do that.
Would you rather be at Angeloni's Club Madrid than Super Frico, though? You really like Super Frico.
I do like Super Frico a lot. Angeloni's Club Madrid is just so quintessential Atlantic City cool.
Yeah. The space is way cooler at Angeloni's Club Madrid, I think, 100%.
Yeah, I mean, I think both of them are sort of things that Atlantic City needs.
Super Frico, like, that space is not for me.
Oh, I like it. It's very weird. But yeah.
No, it's not. It's like trying to be hip or something.
Yeah, it is trying to be hip. Absolutely. I mean, I think that's Spiegel World's whole shtick. With all their, like, ski lodge in Vegas, all their bars and stuff are kind of like that.
The Angeloni's Club Madrid is trying to be, like, campy or something. It's trying to be like no. It's set up like the 70s or whatever intentionally.
I could see people also being put off by that. I could see people think that it's like trying too hard or something.
I would understand people not liking Angeloni's Club Madrid 100%.
It's tough because I just really enjoy my time at both of them. I think I've got to go Angeloni's Club Madrid for bar and Doherty's for happy hour, which makes me a little sad to bump Super Frico, but I'm fine with that.
Yeah,
if you told me before a trip 5 to 7 p.m., you've got to be at one place, Super Frico or Angeloni's Club Madrid, I would say let's pop out to Angeloni's Club Madrid. So I think that probably is the answer. Non-gaming attraction slash entertainment. We didn't do a ton, right? So, I mean, I guess if you're including things like walking the boardwalk or the outlets, mm-hmm. that's one thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I think the only non-gaming thing I really did was Dave and Buster's, which is still gaming.
it's non-gaming. Non-gaming when in the context of casinos, I think. Even though, as we talked about last episode, it is sort of like a casino too. But
it is.
I would say easily my favorite thing that I did down there is just walking around when it was nice out. When I got there, I think before all you guys.
Wandering the boardwalk.
Yeah, and I went to Wonder Bar. I went to the South Beach Beer Hall.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just like walking up and down the boardwalk with a special shout out to the outlets as well. I'm sure I bought some shoes this year because I always end up buying some shoes at the outlets.
Yeah.
It's also very good. Those are the two things that like...
You spend time on.
Yeah, when I think about what am I going to do in Atlantic City that's not in a casino, it's walking up and down the boardwalk, maybe going to the outlets.
Right. I certainly wanted to go out of my way to Dave & Buster's, but I don't feel the need to ever go back to that Dave & Buster's in a casino town. I did not play at Lucky Snake in 2025, so I can't say Lucky Snake, which probably would have been my answer. We didn't go to the water park, which is, in terms of non-gaming attraction, that's way up there. I mean, you could argue the Corridor is a non-gaming attraction. There's an escape room at Tropicana. There's the IMAX movie theater. They've added that lounge at Tropicana.
There's pools. There's a beach.
That's true. Spas.
Well, yeah.
They've opened Ocean's 18 Golf, which was not, I don't think, opened in 2025. And certainly we didn't go to.
There's Topgolf at Ocean.
One thing I'll say when it's really nice out, going up to that outdoor area off the lobby at Ocean.
That's nice.
And just hanging out and taking in the view is really cool. If you were a non-gambler in Atlantic City and you were going when it's nice out, I would say stay at Ocean and go hang out there with a cocktail or something. But yeah, I mean, in practice, either walking the boardwalk or going out to the outlets is probably it. And as much as I do end up at the outlets a decent amount, the boardwalk is just the number one attraction. Like, come on. It feels like almost a cop-out to say boardwalk, though, because that's just like saying, what's the non-gaming attraction? It's like Atlantic City.
I mean, for me, it's not even the boardwalk. Just walking around. Just seeing the city.
Kyle's number one attraction is wandering.
Yep, I agree.
My number one gaming attraction is wandering, so, you know.
Yeah, that's true. I wander outside the casinos. You wander in the casinos.
Oh, what's your favorite game to play at the casino? Not playing?
Yeah.
Walking around? Love it.
Stressing about what I should do?
So apparently my favorite non-gaming attraction is actually being in the casino not gaming.
It is, kind of.
Can I say that? Because that's true.
Yeah, it is true.
Soaking up the atmosphere, peeing my pants while trying to decide if I want to put $20 in a slot machine or not. Anyways, my favorite non-casino attraction is indecision.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's it for our sort of best of, or it's not best of, sorry, our favorites from 2025. Do we have anything we missed? Any categories that you're like, oh, what about my favorite dive bar? Or are we good to move on to things like personal highlights?
I think we're good to move on.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this category is specifically for you because you played at quite a few non-AC casinos. So I want to know, what is your favorite casino that you played at in 2025 outside of Atlantic City?
It's a good question.
So you went to Colorado.
Mm-hmm. I went to Vegas. I've been to all the casinos in Maryland. Well, yeah. The big three, anyway. I'll tell you, it was not my experience at Maryland Live, which was certainly my worst casino experience of 2025.
Hot mess. Yeah. I mean, it's really saying something to leave Maryland Live angrier than when you, after going to Horseshoe.
Right.
So I think the only two non-AC casinos I played at were Horseshoe Baltimore and Wind Creek Bethlehem, unless you count Dave and Buster's in Wayne, New Jersey, which would truly be my favorite non-AC casino. But yeah, Wind Creek Bethlehem for me.
Certainly Wind Creek Bethlehem. Yeah. I'm sure I went to more, honestly.
You have a lot of options, yeah.
I mean, it's close. I think it's either going to be Fontainebleau or Monarch. It's really close. They're quite different. I think it has to be Monarch. Monarch is just such an incredible property. Like, the rooms are, even the base rooms, incredibly nice. Far nicer than Borgata rooms or whatever. It's pretty crowded. I think limits are reasonable. I mean, maybe they're higher than other places, certainly in Black Hawk. But I really, really enjoyed Monarch. And not to say, like, Fontainebleau wasn't great. I mean, certainly, like, my favorite casino meal, maybe one of my favorite meals I've had in 2025 was certainly at Komodo in Fontainebleau. My room was absolutely incredible. Just amazing. Certainly the best room I've stayed in 2025, period. I don't know. Monarch is just a property that jives a little bit more with me. Fontainebleau is so empty. So empty.
Yeah, I mean, you were there midweek, but that's certainly what everybody says.
A lot of people seem to have the experience of getting comped very well. I got my first mailer, and like it was not very good at all.
Oh, no.
So
yeah, I know. I feel like that's everybody's big... I mean, obviously, they love the place in terms of the niceness of everything, but everybody says, like, oh, you go play, and then you get comps.
I mean, they didn't even give me any free rooms. They're like, you can get a room for, like, $100.
Wow.
It's like, I will never come back here again.
Interesting.
I mean, I played a decent bit. I played quite a bit of Paigo Poker, probably 3 hours worth. I played, like, 15 minutes of craps, but lost quite a lot of money in that 15 minutes. So I did not play a single slot machine, like, any machine there at all, and I think maybe that's my problem. But
I mean, I'd say, like, oh, you stayed in the super fancy room, but you paid market rate for that. That's not, like...
Yeah, I paid, as far as they're concerned, U.S. dollars for it. So.
Yeah, right. So, interesting that you did not have the good comp experience. So, I'd be interested to see what other people have to say. I mean, I know we have people who listen to the show who also go to Vegas way more than we do. So, is it just you need to play slots, or, like,
I mean, I think a lot of places really do prefer that you play slots and will comp you better, but... I mean, that's not really for me. I think I had, like, an epiphany at the end of the year. I need to play way less slots. And, like, I think I'm going to actually do it this time, so.
So, Monarch?
I really, really, really enjoyed Monarch. It's just awesome out there. I like the area quite a lot, too. So, there's a lot of other things you can do in Blackhawk.
So, bringing it back to Atlantic City, what was your personal highlight or your favorite Atlantic City moment of 2025? Solo trip?
Got me a year of... Superstar Valleys, you know, surely that was worth something. I don't know. That's a really good question. Always like checking out new places.
Huge Baccarat session.
That was a very good highlight of 2025. Yes, that was quite a big win. Yeah, getting out there. I mean, we went with me, you, Dave, and Taylor once. I think me, you, and Dave also went once, and that was good. We went a decent bit. I think it was like 8 nights there or 7 nights.
Yeah, you had a decent number of nights.
It's not bad.
You did not quite get to every...
I didn't get
casino.
To every casino. I didn't stay in Trop or Ocean or Hard Rock, but I believe I did stay in Bally's twice. So I guess I did 7 nights. Just hanging out with people in Atlantic City, talking about Atlantic City, seeing some new places. Like, Star was very good. It was great to go back to Nobu. Always great to go back to Nobu. Going to Atlantic City. It's always my favorite moment of every year.
Yeah.
And also, my biggest disappointment of 2025 was not going to Atlantic City more, or, like, maybe not with as many people. I'd like to get more trips with 3+ people.
I feel like Golden Nugget gave you a lot of potential favorite moments.
Yeah, Golden Nugget was also a pretty big disappointment. That was really bad, you know, along with my Maryland Live situation that I had, though that's not Atlantic City. Yeah, Golden Nugget, that was a real disaster of a trip in total, in terms of their service, like what they provide.
Yeah. So my highlight, I'm going to say, I was about to say I didn't have any gambling highlights, but I did break in May an incredibly long run of losing trips when I had a $250 winning trip. I immediately turned right back around and went back to my losing ways, but I had my first winning trip since 2021, 17 straight losing trips. So to break that duck, I'm going to call that a highlight, even though it doesn't even feel meaningful because I just went back to my normal ways. And I think it goes to what you just said. Or hinted at, which is the odds that you have a positive session, I think, are just so much more on any individual session if you're playing table games instead of slots. I'd be video poker if you can actually stop yourself before you're, you know, if you get a four of a kind or two, you can certainly have positive video poker sessions. But
video poker is dead to me. Just
you had a miserable.
So many losing sessions in a row. It's awful.
So that was a highlight. I think I mentioned my love of Angeloni's Club Madrid. Both Angeloni's Club Madrid and sitting at Super Frico were highlights for me. But I think the single highlight was probably finally proving to myself that you can go to Atlantic City and leave with more money than you went with. The disappointment, you've already said, Golden Nugget.
Didn't even impact you, really. You at least were at Harrah's. So.
No, I'm saying you said Golden Nugget. It couldn't be Golden Nugget for me because I wasn't there. But I do think getting to Harrah's at 9:45, I mean, it was Sunday, but still, the realization that there's just nothing to eat here other than Buddy's Boardwalk Empire.
You should be thankful you had anywhere to eat, literally.
Right, I know, but there's no place really to get a good cocktail. And I know that my brother, that's his biggest complaint about being in Atlantic City and just feeling like at a certain point you can't get a good drink anywhere. And it's hard to find good food after a certain hour. And so that really hammered that home. I liked other things about Harrah's, and I didn't really even leave that trip thinking like, oh, Harrah's is a miserable place and I don't want to go there anymore. But to get to a trip and have that be the start of the trip, here I am in Atlantic City, this should be exciting, and instead it's just immediate downer, like that really sucked. So I think that's probably my most disappointing thing. So we do something at my dinner table in the house every now and again that is highlight, low light, and funny thing that happened. So we've done a highlight and a low light. What's a funny thing that happened in Atlantic City this year? Do you have any goofy stuff that you can remember at all?
2025, what was funny?
The crazy guy at the view bar?
That guy was crazy, man. I thought it was funny. This is 2024, damn.
What were you going to say? Let's hear it.
Well, when I got in late, you guys were eating dinner, and I'm like, okay, let's go to Irish Pub. And then you wrote back, no one wants to go to Irish Pub. So I went to Irish Pub by myself, and you were so angry.
Yeah, I didn't find that funny. Interesting.
I mean, like, I thought it was clear.
It's not as clear as you think it was. Anyways, we're not rehashing this whole thing. I don't think either of us were as clear in our messaging as we needed to be. But that was 2024, and we're talking about 2025. We've moved on, clearly.
Yeah. I don't know. What was funny in 2025? Nothing as funny as that, but...
Obviously, just the clientele at The View was kind of crazy. I don't think funny's...
No, I know. It wasn't.
Just staying at the Claridge and experiencing that where...
Yeah, that was good. Yeah, yeah. Your room, when I walked in and saw it, it was like, oh, man.
Not even just the room, but the whole experience. I don't understand how any restaurant there exists. I don't understand how they're open as a hotel. You go in and there's one person working there and he's got his AirPods. It just felt like you're in a hotel that has maybe four occupants there. It just is very odd. And it's an odd experience. And I don't really ever want to stay there again. But I think doing it once was very interesting in a way that funny is not the right word, but I will say a little goofy. So yeah, I think that one was probably mine. I'm sure I'm forgetting some stuff, and if I went through and listened to all of our trip reports, we would think of lots of funny stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure some funny stuff has happened, but I can't think of anything.
Because we are hilarious, so surely many funny things happened.
The running gag that everyone has to drive my car back to the casino except for me.
Yeah, I mean, certainly the entire Jerry Longo's meal.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I did that twice. I did that at Jerry Longo's and then I did that at Venetian, so I just learned nothing.
As we titled the episode, no lessons have been learned.
No. It was like way too much alcohol, way too much food, just feel horrible overnight.
Funny in retrospect was being at the Bally's Lounge. We're eating breakfast and a guy goes by with like a huge plate of Chinese food and like...
And you like start dry heaving.
Oh, no, I can't look at that right now. I don't want to see that. Not funny at the time, but very funny in retrospect, I'll say.
That was very funny, yeah. Yeah, you were not in good shape that day. I got up early. I moved my car back to the Bally's. I went to the Dunkin', the one not in Bally's, the one a block away on Atlantic. You were in bad shape. I believe you got up at like 9:30 and like...
So, 2026... Not necessarily New Year's resolutions, but what's something you'd like to see in Atlantic City? What's something you'd like to see happen in Atlantic City? Not something that you're controlling, not like, oh, I want to go 10 times or anything.
That is what I want.
What's something that you'd like that's out of your control? Like, what do you want a casino to do? Or what do you want something to open up in the city?
More good non-casino restaurants, I guess. Yeah, it's tough when it's things out of my control. I mean, I've got a lot of things that I'd like to see in 2026, but it's...
Dinosaurs?
Yeah. I do not want to see the dinosaurs. Dinosaurs doing some sets of the gym.
Oh, yeah. I would like to see a huge gym open on the boardwalk.
But not actually open. Just be there to look at, and then they'll be gone again later.
Yeah.
What's the answer for you? I don't really have anything.
I want to see Caesars do something. You know that meme where it's like a stick figure dude poking a stick, and he's like, come on, do something.
Deploy the capital dollars.
That's how I feel about Caesars Entertainment right now in Atlantic City.
Deploy the capital dollars.
Right. I was so optimistic when they really took a risk with Hook and Super Freako and, you know, rebuilt that whole Coyote Cade space as a theater.
I mean, what a beautiful space it was before. It could have been a huge loss for them.
I mean, in terms of investing in something that you just don't know is going to work or not, there's certainly no proof. Mm-hmm. Leading into this, that resident show with its dedicated theater could succeed in Atlantic City now, right? Mm. And so they did that, and it seems like it's doing pretty well. And it is, to me, an absolute highlight of stuff to do in Atlantic City. If somebody who hasn't been to Atlantic City before is going and they're looking for a recommendation, it would be very near the top of my list. You know, if people are into that sort of raunchy humor, it's probably the most Vegas thing in Atlantic City. But then, to me, I was hoping it signaled some shift of oh, we're going to invest in Atlantic City stuff. Let's make our properties good. And then it just, nothing happened after that. Caesars, they added a Starbucks, which I said kind of makes that dead area of Caesars a little nicer. But really, like, nothing else about that casino has changed. It feels dated. I don't feel like I really want to play there or to be in that casino. Harrah's, Caesars, and Tropicana just all feel like they need something exciting to make you go.
They're bad places. They're not good places to be.
Whereas you think about Ocean and Borgata and what they're doing and changing, and, you know, it feels like they're always evolving and trying to do new things in a way that you just can't say for the Caesars properties. So that's one thing I'd like to see. I think last year I said what I wanted to see was something else Hook-like. Like, I want to see somebody else take the lead and try to do something Hook-like. That obviously didn't happen. This is sort of similar, but it's more pinning it all on Caesars.
Yeah, no, it'd be good if they actually made their casinos pleasant places. I mean, if they don't, they're just going to keep going down. So, yeah. Not great.
Do you have anything that you're specifically wanting to see?
Oh, like, you know, that is in my control? I've got a lot of things.
Let's do that instead. Last year you said you wanted to try to get to all nine, stay at all nine casinos. That didn't quite happen. You did get to quite a few.
It didn't work out, but it was okay. Yeah, I got to quite a few. I'd like to maybe not mix it up quite to that extent again. There's some places, Gold Nugget, that I don't need to stay again, I think, this year. But no, I'd love to probably stay at another six or so properties again this year. That would be good. If I spent seven nights in Atlantic City last year, which I'm not sure if that's the number or not, I'd like to up it maybe to eight. We did, what, 1 3-person trip last year and 1 4-person trip, I'm pretty sure. Yep. I'd like to up that to at least 3 multi-people, like more than 2 people trips.
Yeah.
This year, I want to eat either at Cafe 2825 or Chef Vola's.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I have not eaten it either, so it's time. I need to do one of those kind of classic Atlantic City Italian whatever. I mean, I don't know if Cafe 2825 is that classic necessarily, but it's very good or well-regarded.
Yeah. I want to spend some more time at Ocean. Mm-hmm. I feel like they've earned it.
Yeah, go back to Ocean for me for sure. Go back to Hard Rock.
Yeah, I haven't done Hard Rock in a long time. I feel like I need to give Hard Rock a little more time because I was so high on it. So I'll say one thing I want to do is stay at Hard Rock at some point in 2026.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was hinting about it at the beginning of the episode. I was going to talk more about it later. But something I would like to do this year is try to eat at more on casino properties as well, just because there are so, so many nice restaurants in Atlantic City that we have not eaten yet. And I think it's like the way I see the podcast, I think it's similar to how you see the podcast, is like we have two conflicting sometimes goals. And one is to try to get people to go outside of the casino and see other things around the city. And I think we've done a good job at that. And the other one is to try to bring value to the people who are listening and who do go to Atlantic City and who realistically probably eat the vast majority of their meals on property. And I think we've done a pretty bad job of that. So I would like to eat at more, you know, mid-level to nicer restaurants in casinos in Atlantic City this year.
Yeah, it's funny because when I think about how I actually want to use my time, it's the out-of-casino restaurants. But when I was going through our list of stuff that we ate at in 2025, it did hit me that there's a bunch of stuff now that is kind of exciting, actually, in casinos that we haven't tried.
Mm-hmm.
Il Verde at Tropicana.
Yep, never eaten there.
The two new spots at Ocean that I mentioned earlier, Sunny's and Chez Frites. La Scala's Fire has opened at Ocean also, so that's another new place.
I mean, I've never eaten anywhere at Ocean. I've been to Amada once, and I think I just sat at the bar and drank. So I haven't really eaten anywhere in Ocean. Other than Jin Bang, which is not really a nicer, you know, whatever that I was talking about.
I really like Amada. I think it's great. And I haven't been in years because we've just – all our dinners have been outside of the casinos. So except for, you know, when we've done late night happy hour at Osu or we did happy hour at Bokashi. So trying to do some of that. But I don't want to totally lose the
– No, 100%.
Out of casino stuff. I'm not ready to make that sacrifice. So.
By all accounts, we have been to some places that I thought were not great that are pretty well regarded too, like most famously probably Kuro. I did not think was very good.
Yes, right, agreed.
So I think it's interesting though to get the feedback.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't been to Council Oak even at Hard Rock. That's been there forever. I feel like that's a very polarizing place. I mean, we mentioned Angeline. There's some other places at Borgata we haven't been.
I mean, I haven't been basically anywhere in Borgata either,
right?
Frankly,
except for the marketplace.
Except for the marketplace where I go for every meal and bread and butter, which is bad.
Hey, man, BetMGM Sportsbook, highly recommended for food.
Yeah, you liked it better than me. It's fine.
It's .. fine.
It's like Buffalo Wild Wings. It's, you know, if that's what you want.
Yes, that's exactly right. Go into it thinking it's like a Buffalo Wild Wings with a big sports bar, and it's good. So I think that's
it.
Good for 2025 and our plans for 2026 that we won't follow through on if you know anything about us.
Yeah. Are we going to Atlantic City in a couple weeks?
What? I need to figure that out.
Yeah. just let me know.
There's just stuff all around it.
All around it doesn't mean, like, in it, so.
Yeah, that's true. I do sort of think that if we go, I'm going to go with just a ridiculously small gambling budget, like smaller than I've ever gone to. Well, maybe that's not true. Not smaller than, like, our first two trips.
I mean, I used to go, this was before you went, but I would bring literally $300.
That's what I'm thinking. $300, and then, you know, maybe it's $100 of that is designated as a table game. See how it goes, and if I am just doing non-gambling stuff the whole time, then that's fine.
Yep.
I feel like I've said this before a few years ago, like, I'm going to really just restrict my... And then when it came time to go, I went to the bank and I was like, might as well get a couple extra hundred out. But especially for a short trip, I feel like I just fall into this trap of hopping from machine to machine to machine after we do our initial whirlwind of non-gambling stuff at the very start of the trip. And it would be easy enough to pop out a second time and go grab a Guinness at Irish Pub or go out to Cardinal or just do something else, you know?
I would like to not drink as much this year, too. That would be good.
That actually is the hard part of what I just said is so much of the, oh, I want to pop out and do this involves getting a cocktail.
Drinking.
And it's like that went bad. So we need something that's entertainment wise. That's not just also going out and getting a drink. That's one thing that AC needs more of is like a coffee shop that you can go.
There's really not a lot of that. No.
I mean, there's Heyday.
Mm-hmm.
Dot, dot, dot.
Yeah, I don't know. That's really about it, right? Yeah. There's that coffee roaster like down at the very south of Atlantic City that I don't remember the name of. But yeah, there's not many. And they might even still be shut down when the city shut them down or whatever. So
yeah, there's a couple south that are closer to Stockton that probably more rely on Stockton students.
Yeah, like near Rife.
We went to, was it Ventnor? Some coffee place. In...
You and Paul went
yeah,
a couple years ago to some coffee place that you said was good. And yeah, Ventnor or Margate or something, I think.
Yeah, so I'll have to think about what that means to not. You know what the answer is. Lucky Snake.
Nah, I don't have any interest in that.
Dave and Buster's. Except, you know, if I'm at Dave and Buster's, I want to have a beer. I don't want to just be playing coin pushers drinking a soda.
Why wouldn't you just play slots if you're going to play coin pushers? It's the same thing.
Because you don't get Dave and Buster's status by playing slots.
Yeah, that's true. Getting money is boring. Getting, like...
Tickets.
Some Chinese finger trap. That's exciting.
Yeah. I want a Dave and Buster's branded water bottle.
Yeah.
For 8,000 tickets.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you guys very much for listening. If you want to reach out to us or any of our other listeners, you can do so at our Facebook group, facebook.com/group/doforawin. Find all of our great content at doforawin.com. Reach out to Craig on Twitter at doforawin or me, Kyle Eskin, and send Craig questions to doforawin@gmail.com, and we will answer them on air next episode shortly.
We have mailbag questions. We have data.
We don't have very much news, so I think everything hopefully will come together, and we'll get through at least the vast majority of the questions next episode.
Yeah. I feel like we're relying heavily on mailbag the last few episodes, but, you know, it's December, January. There's not...
It's wintertime.
Not a whole lot of news, except, you know, Irish Pub temporarily closing is big news.
Yeah, that's true. If we go next month, probably can't get Irish Pub, unfortunately.
Oh, that's true.
King's Pub.
That's it. No, I've got to double my gambling budget if I can't go to Irish Pub.
Any last words, Craig?
Where should we stay? Ocean.
Yeah, we can. I'm sure I give comps, I would think.
I probably don't.
I mean, it kind of stinks that I don't have anything I can match to, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah. No status.
Well, I've got the second level status at Bally's still, because I just got that from my huge box session.
The only possible answer is to buy a credit card and start churning spend through it to get
absolutely
MGM
not
status.
I will not.
Yeah. Tennessee Avenue Beer Hall and Bread and Butter. Those are the non-casino restaurants I have. I feel like I'm forgetting something.
Bread and Butter is a casino restaurant?
It's in...
Borgata?
Borgata.
Casino restaurant?
Is Borgata not a casino? What do you want from...
The category is non-casino restaurant, and you said Bread and Butter.
Oh, yes. Sorry.